And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas to accept a ceasefire in Cairo on Monday, part of a growing international pressure to bring an end to the eight-month-old conflict with Israel. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on efforts to end the regional tensions.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in the region Monday for meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Hamas is the only party that has not agreed to the deal.
Does Hamas want to end this conflict, end this war that it started, or not? We'll find out. But it's clear that virtually the entire world has come together in support of the proposal.
A senior Hamas official told Reuters that Blinken's comments about the ceasefire were biased. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Reuters' Angela Johnston tells us more about the UN resolution adopted Monday.
14 Security Council members voted in favor.
Abstentions.
Russia abstained. Its ambassador asked what Israel had specifically agreed to. Hamas welcomed the adoption of the U.S.-drafted resolution. In a statement, the militant group said it's ready to cooperate with mediators over implementing the plan's principles. The resolution supports a three-phase ceasefire plan laid out by Biden, which he described as an Israeli initiative. Hamas says it wants a permanent end to the war in Gaza and Israeli withdrawal from the enclave of 2.3 million people.
Reuters' Angela Johnson. Yemen's Houthi rebels say that they have arrested members of an American-Israeli spy network days after detaining at least 11 U.N. staffers, along with others from aid organizations. The head of the Houthis' intelligence agency says the spy network had first operated out of the U.S. embassy in Sana'a, then under the cover of international and U.N. organizations. This is VOA News. Right-wing parties chalked up major gains in several key European countries following the European Parliament elections, with France facing perhaps the biggest fallout at the start of the week. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
For France's national rally, it's celebration time. The far-right party scooped up nearly one-third of the vote in Sunday's European Parliament elections, more than twice the share for President Emmanuel Macron's ruling Renaissance Party.
Après avoir procédé aux consultations prévues.
Shortly after first results were announced, Macron was on national TV announcing snap legislative elections in France 3 years ahead of schedule. If the national rally scores strongly in this national poll, its 28-year-old president, Jordan Bardella, could become France's next prime minister. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
Czech Prime Minister Petra Fiala says Czech authorities suspected Russia might have been behind last week's attempt to set buses of Prague's public transport on fire. He says that the attempt that failed was likely part of Russia's hybrid war against the country that he says we have to stop. Chechia is a staunch supporter of Ukraine that is fighting Russia's invasion. Police say a 26-year-old suspect from Latin America, who was arrested on Saturday and charged with a terror attack, faces up to life in prison if tried and convicted. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports shots have been fired at the border between the two Koreas.
South Korea's military says its soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean troops violated the border Sunday. It says the North Korean soldiers were engaged in some unspecified work on the northern side of the border when they briefly crossed the military demarcation line. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the violation did not appear intentional. The site's wooded and signs were not clearly visible. And the North Korean soldiers immediately returned to their territory after the shots and warning broadcasts. The Korea's land border is the world's most heavily armed and strewn with mines. Animosity has been high of late following the North's launches of trash-carrying balloons. I'm Ben Thomas.
The UN Migration Agency tells the Associated Press that the number of internally displaced people in Sudan has reached more than 10 million as war drives many from their homes. Total number of refugees and internally displaced means that more than a quarter of Sudan's population of 47 million has fled. More than 2 million people have been driven abroad, mostly to neighboring Chad, South Sudan, and Egypt. Sudan's conflict between the military and the paramilitary rapid support forces began last year. More than 14,000 people have been killed, and the surviving population is near famine. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.